USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Multiple foreign adversaries are actively targeting the November election in a variety of ways. So says the nation's top counterintelligence official, who adds that the coronavirus and recent protests for racial justice have provided fodder for efforts. Parts of the country are hunkering down.
Hurricane Douglas moving closer to Hawaii as the National Hurricane Center says a hurricane watch is in effect for most of the islands where hurricane conditions are likely before the weekend is over. And Tropical Storm Hannah is expected to be at least a Category 1 hurricane when it makes landfall in southeast Texas, perhaps by later today. Forecasters say Hannah could produce up to 15 inches of rain through Sunday and some possible tornadoes, and Louisiana could also get a lot of rain from Hannah. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A federal judge has denied a request for a temporary restraining order against federal law enforcement in Portland, Oregon, the request coming from the state attorney general. The judge found Oregon lacked standing in its attempt to limit federal agents as protests against the presence of federal agents in the city and against racial inequality continued for its 57th night. But earlier in the day, on Friday, protests, marches, and rallies were peaceful. Separate rallies with doctors, social workers, and other groups converged together at one point. Michael Alberts, a surgeon, spoke to KOIN-TV.
Trying to be a part of representing healthcare workers who really feel a moral and ethical obligation to come down and speak our voices about this cause of the systematic racism in our society, as well as the treatment that's been going on from the feds in our city.
The presence of federal agents and their tactics have come under fire by local officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Many Americans are worried that their COVID-19 job losses may not be recovered. USA Radio's John Hunt has the poll results.
Nearly half of Americans whose family experienced a long layoff during the coronavirus pandemic now believe their jobs are lost forever, according to a new poll by the Associated Press, which is a sign of increasing pessimism that would translate into roughly 10 million workers needing to find a new employer, if not a new occupation. It's a sharp change after initial optimism that the jobs would return, as temporary cutbacks give way to shutdown businesses, bankruptcies, and lasting payroll cuts. In April, 78% of those in households with a job loss thought they'd be temporary. Now 47% think that job is definitely or probably not coming back. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Arson is suspected in a fire that caused major damage to the Arizona Democratic Party headquarters in Phoenix. The blaze broke out Friday morning. Steven Slagaki, chair of the Maricopa County Democrats, who shared the building, spoke to KPNX-TV.
Our side of the building here at the Maricopa County Democratic Party is completely burned down. They said we've lost all of our stuff, the computers, the equipment, the printers, the files. It's all gone.
The investigation is ongoing, but an official with the Phoenix Fire Department said the determination that it was a human-caused fire came after a collection of evidence. News on demand anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.